Finish 2020 with Wisdom by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. The foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans, and God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength. 1 Corinthians 1:25. It's fair to say that most of us have questioned, or at least wondered about, God's purpose and plan for this year we've had. A global pandemic that has interrupted our lives, and all of our plans for 2020 are disrupted. We could never have predicted what this year would have looked like, but I wonder if wisdom would have prepared us. Today's scripture reminds us of God's infinite wisdom and strength in times like we're experiencing now, that His wisdom, His plans, His thoughts, His ways, His strength is far greater than ours, far greater than we can even begin to comprehend. 2020, for most of us, was a year that didn't quite make sense. We still don't understand the purpose behind such a tumultuous year. But friends, we can know one thing for certain. God is ever so wise and ever so strong, and He is always working. Even if we don't see the outcome of all this, He is at work. Let's change our perspective and finish this year with wisdom. We can do this by recognizing we aren't wise at all, that it's God who is wise, that it's God who hears us, sees us, and knows exactly what's happening. In all His infinite wisdom, we can finish 2020 wisely, knowing that He is in total control. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for being faithful, for giving us the courage to push through another day in 2020. Despite this year, You promise that You'll never leave us or forsake us. Deuteronomy 31:8. You are a faithful God. You tell us that those who put our trust and faith in You cannot be shaken. Psalm 125:1. Thank You that even when our world was shaken in 2020, we serve an unshakable God. We ask that in times of doubt and questioning, would You remind us to lean not on our own understanding, but trust in You, and You will direct our paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. We ask that You'd remind us to rely on Your wisdom, which is far greater than our own. As James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask, and You'll graciously give it to us. So, Lord, we ask for wisdom on how to navigate through the rest of 2020. We ask that in all our decisions, You'd give us wisdom to end 2020 the way You desire us to. We ask that You give us wisdom in the coming year, in all that we do. We trust that You are in control, and that even if we don't see the end of this world pandemic in the near future, that You're working, and that You know exactly what's to come. Thank You that You have gone before us, that You are with us, and You go behind us. Thank You for being the only source of security in this insecure world we experienced in 2020. In Jesus' mighty name, we love You and ask these things. Amen.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now and join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.